Whilst I was running Cambridge University Entrepreneurs, I had the great fortune to get to know Neil Davidson. He's one of the founders and joint CEOs of Redgate Software. This man is one of the superstars of Cambridge. And whilst we were running Mojo, we were looking for a new place to work from. For about 9 months, we'd worked out of my lounge in my house in Cambridge. And I had heard on the grapevine that Redgate Software was overflowing their old offices and were about to move into brand new offices in the Cambridge Business Park where they'd have tons of spare room. So I sent Neil an email. I was like, "Yo, Neil, can we have some desks?" And he wrote me back and he was like, "Sure, take as many of our old desks as you like. We don't need them anymore." So I wrote back to him, I was like, "No, that's actually not what I meant. We'd like to come to your office and sit at your desk next to you, if that would be okay, please. We will tell you jokes and occasionally buy you donuts." And he didn't get back to me for about a week, and I thought, damn it, I pissed the guy off. But a week later, he got back to me. It's like a one-sentence email. He was like, "Sure, move in. You don't even have to pay rent." Like, what a guy, amazing guy. Well, word about this, as you would expect, got around the local startup community in Cambridge. About 6 months after we moved in, a company called Broadsheet asked Neil, "Hey, can we have some desks?" And Neil was like, "Okay, sure, you can move in." A few months later, another company, GoTestIt, asked Neil, "Hey, can we have some desks?" And he was like, "All right then, have some desks." Then another company, Mixcloud, asked Neil, "Hey, can we have some desks?" And he was like, "Okay, you can have some desks." Redgate seemed to love the idea of having cool startups in their building so much that they actually formalized this process and invited interesting web startups from all across the world to apply for grant money. This is free money, no investment, and the opportunity to work from Redgate offices and have a free breakfast and lunch every day, and dinner if you hung around in the evenings, which we always did. It's incredible. So by 2009, I found myself surrounded by 15 world-class entrepreneurs and developers. I still don't know what I was doing on the floor. Every single person who worked with me on Reportive, which was my last company, came from this incredible group of entrepreneurs and programmers. Every single person. So was this serendipity, or was it hard work? Well, it was through serendipity, through a random email that I sent Neil 2 years prior, that I found myself at the start of, and then in the middle, of Cambridge's best web startup incubator. And it was through hard work that we built Reportive into an organization where it was worth recruiting these people into it. But this isn't the story of Reportive. That story will have to wait for another day. Before I wrap up, though, I want to leave you with one final thought. And this is a quote from the Harvard Business Review. You can read the full article here. "Our mind abhors serendipity and instead looks for convenient patterns. You ask somebody, what are the keys to success? And you will get recommendations, paths, approaches, strategies. Then if you ask that same person, how did he or she become successful? It suddenly becomes a story of serendipitous encounters, unexpected changes in plans, and random consequences. It does not make sense to ignore this basic fact about success anymore." Thank you.